And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I am Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And we have a great show for you today. Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris and the Shogun and First Mate Kathy Rounds are here in the studio to talk some fishing here as we watch the Royal Star back into Fisherman's Landing right now as we speak. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090. San Diego, do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great show today, man. Having Frank and Kathy in here, today's going to be an awesome one.
Yeah. Good morning, Captain Frank Lopresti.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. How are you, Pete?
Great. And First Mate Kathy Rounds, good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you guys. And Frank, busy. I mean, here we are, December, and we're still killing it.
Huh? It is very, very busy. So much going on.
Yeah.
Just keeping us busy, that's for sure.
Yeah, so what's the latest? Give us the latest scoop from the front.
All the boats are, basically all of them are on their way home. I didn't get Renee's report yesterday.
From the Shogun.
He doesn't get in until Tuesday. So actually he just got there this morning early or last night. So he's got 2 days at Guadalupe.
Oh, nice.
And he's got a beautiful catch on the boat. I think he has something like close to 50 wahoo. And lots of tuna, and some Dorado, some grouper, you know, just very, very good fishing. And, finishing it off at Guadalupe. Meanwhile, the Royal Polaris had, you know, the fishing this year on the 13 and the 23 has been something different. You know, a lot of times it's that yellowfin tuna that's 12 to 20 pounds. Well, this year it's pretty much 18 to 40 pounds.
Wow.
With a lot of it being 25 to 35.
Nice.
So it's very nice grade of fish. And, you know, you don't just land a 30-pound tuna in a couple minutes.
No. Right? So.
Yeah.
That's nice grade. That's really fun grade.
So, and they've done excellent on that. There's Dorado, which, you know, you don't take very many of those. And it's been a pick at the Wahoo. And in Roy's case, he went down to Potato Bank. The first day he was there, he had three fish over 200.
Ooh.
Quite a few. Of I think his biggest was 276. And then he had the next day he only had one over two. And it kind of slowed down. And they had, but they had quite a bit of that 30-pound fish. And so then he started working up and fishing along Tosco and down outside below Mag Bay. He had some good pargo fishing, some yellowtail, and some more grouper. And some, he said, you know, all the Sierras they want, which, you know, there's always a lot of those.
Fun time.
Yeah. So they're having a great time. The group is extremely happy, having a wonderful trip. Meanwhile, Aliar on the Supreme, he's got around 90 wahoo.
Woo!
Beautiful catch of wahoo. And very good tuna, all the tuna that the passengers wanted. And a few Dorado. And now, yesterday and the day before, I believe he had some pretty good yellowtail fishing.
Nice.
So everybody's
having
a great
trip. How
many
day trip is he on the Polaris Supreme?
9 day.
A 9 day. Okay.
And they get in tomorrow.
Now, Polaris Supreme's running, of course, out of C4 Sportfin. And
right.
They're doing kind of shorter trips during the summer, and then they're doing the fall longer trips, right?
Yeah, pretty much that's it. It's starting in April, actually starting the end of March. It's three day, day and a half, 2 day. And all the way, and then in the summer there's some 5 and 6 day. There's even an 8 day. But and then in September it's mixed 3, 4 day, 8 day, 10 day, starting October.
Yeah.
So that's what he's doing.
And they're doing quite well over. What's it like? How does it change the environment
yeah,
over at Seaforth over there? Because they've never really had a long range boat over there, have
they? Well, they're sure doing a good job of it from the dock end, I'll tell you that. I mean, every morning, just like at Fisherman's, there's people waiting with carts ready to go, and they get unloaded very quickly.
Nice.
And the fish come up, and Five Star meets the boat every time, and sometimes Fisherman's Processing is there also. So it's working great. And Lindsay Montegudo, Renee's wife, is our gal there, and she does a great job on the phone. You can't not like Lindsay.
Yeah, she's the best.
Yeah. Sweetheart.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So
well, same like Renee.
So,
Renee is the greatest guy, yeah?
That's right.
So, yeah, it's a great team.
So it's going very, very well. You know, I can put it out right now. We are definitely in a hurt for a good chef. Not one, but two or three. So anybody out there that knows somebody that would like to fish and enjoy the ocean rather than being cooped up in a restaurant, just give us a call because we're
looking for multiple chefs.
We're looking for multiples, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
On the long range boats.
Yes.
You got the skills to pay the bills.
And if somebody is a chef, wants to spend time at sea and go fishing too, they call you in the office there?
Yeah. And it definitely pays better than working in a restaurant.
I can imagine.
Yeah. So.
And not only that, there's no place to spend your money.
Yeah. That's the best part, right? Yeah, you're not,
exactly.
Yeah.
That's why some of the deckhands, you know, it's always amazing to me. Like, well, a perfect example is Trevin, you know. The guy is just, I'd like to see his bank account because I guarantee you he doesn't spend a dime on anything but fishing. When he's off, you know, there's no girls in his life, there's no bars in his life or anything else. It is fish. Fish, period. And by the way, he's doing a great job. He will be running the RP. He's going to actually run the trip on December 26th.
Wow, cool.
That'll be his first, and then he's going to be running more trips. And Jonathan Yamati will be on the boat, too.
Yeah, he's going to be running our Let's Talk Hookup trip next week, right?
That's correct.
Which Roger Colwell is going to be being our representative on that. That's going to be a great trip. Now, would 8-day trip, would that be a Guadeloupe trip?
The 8-day trip, I believe the way things are, well, you know, on an 8-day, you either got to do Guadeloupe or go down to the ridge. And the way the fishing is on the ridge and the Alejos, I'm going to guess that Jonathan's going to elect to go to Alejos and the ridge. But I'm not Jonathan. I'm not the captain, so I can't tell you that for sure. I
have to wait and see.
So the trip after, I think, might go to Guadeloupe, and the 5-day will probably go to Guadeloupe.
Yeah.
Guadeloupe is you know, Blake was just over there on the Royal Star, and he had some good fishing, but unfortunately he had anglers that Sometimes they don't want to listen. They want to use 50 pound to get bit, and that just doesn't work on 100 pound fish.
Yeah. Captain Roy called the radio show on the last trip, giving us a report, and that was my favorite part. You could hear the frustration in his voice, trying to be politically correct in the way that he said it, but you could tell there was like, if you're using a line that says it's 60 pound, but it's the size of 40 pound. It's 40, fish heavy was what he was trying to say. So politically correct, it was real fun. We all had a good laugh.
You know, Tim is the one that was pushing right from the beginning. He had his people using 80 pound 90% of the time.
Yeah,
and
then you got a chance to get it.
Absolutely.
Better.
That's not a guarantee, is it?
Yeah, right.
You know, those fish at Guadalupe this year were by far the toughest yellowfin. The only place that I always thought was the toughest yellowfin in the world was Clipperton. But those fish at Guadalupe matched the Clipperton fish. You know,
okay. Wow.
It was kind of funny because Mike McDaniels, that used to run the Scott's boat. Which one I mean.
Sea Adventure 80?
Yes, Sea Adventure. He used to run that boat, and he's been working with us lately. And on a couple trips that I was on over there, he had to help some people pull on him.
Okay.
And, all he's been doing is fishing bluefish.
Sure.
He said, oh, my God. he was just blown away. He said, bluefin don't even touch these things.
Right?
Not even close. And he's right. They were some of the meanest yellowfin I have ever seen in my life.
Cool.
Well, you got to experience that on the Let's Talk Cook trip in October, right?
Our Shogun trip was just that way.
Yeah, exactly. Mean yellowfin.
And that's the thing that's so special about that place is the size of fish there is just, it's great. I mean, what we had on our trip, I would say 70% of it was from 60 pounds to 65 pounds to about 90 pounds. And then the other 30% was like 100 to 130 pounds. And then the yellowtail were 25 to 50 pounds. I mean, you didn't put a bait in the water without a big fish eating it or a really big fish eating it.
Yeah.
Same. So many stories. And we had virtually no shark issues at all. We weren't losing fish because of sharks. We were just losing fish because they're big and they pull really hard and it takes a long time and guys getting chewed off and huge success rates too. But it was just, it's such a special place.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Kathy, what's been happening with you?
Not a lot. Just trying to recover. Got fishing? a year off the water for recovering.
Oh,
from my
year
shoulder.
Off. Oh, that's right. You can't fish because your shoulder.
It's very frustrating watching all this fish and having to sit back and go, that's nice.
I can imagine.
Of all people, I can't imagine Kathy not fishing.
Yeah.
it's been mentally really, really hard.
Yeah.
In the recovery program, because it's just, you can't do the things. You can't do anything.
Yeah.
You can't do any of the things.
You can't
do what
Kathy does.
Yeah. I can't even.
She's going to rehab at El Salto.
That's going to be the first.
Smart.
That's going to break out.
I'm going to see how I do. Yeah. It's January.
January.
On the 10th. I'm not supposed to be fishing till May, but
May.
I'm pushing it.
Well, bass are smaller.
And it's not a bad place to be if you can't fish,
Exactly. Yeah.
I can't. If everything else fails in the fishing department, my arm, at least I'm hanging out in a great place.
Yeah, right.
That's going to be my breakout trip after my hip surgery, too, in February.
Good.
Is El Salto, the Billy Chapman Senior's Lodge. You're going there, of course?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course, yeah. So we have a group with Steve Pinard and the whole gang down there. That'll
really
be fun.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to have some pretty good jackpots.
Are you?
Oh, yep. Cool.
Yeah.
Yep, we are.
All right. Well, so, Frank, you've been running a lot of trips.
No,
the Royal
I wouldn't
Players.
Say a lot.
God, you've been gone all the time, man. What are you kidding me? you just celebrated a birthday.
That's correct.
Yeah, and you're going to keep rolling.
51, I just.
51, you said. That's right. You look every day of it.
But,
sure.
when Jonathan told me he was going to run those two trips for me in December, you would think I'd just say, all right. Honestly, I was a little disappointed.
Yeah, right.
You know what? What it amounts to is I love it every bit as much as I ever did. In fact, more. But I realize that I can't help the crew like I used to. They won't let me gaff a fish. And it really irks me. That's my wife's fault because she told him that.
He's not supposed to be doing it.
No,
I want him to be able to walk.
But I sneak one in.
Yeah, that's right, buddy. Yeah. That's right.
But, and I'm just, I'm not as limber and quick as I used to be. Not that I was ever really quick, but anyhow, I, you know, it, I don't compare to being Jonathan as far as being on deck and helping him and things like that. So it's a better thing that Jonathan's running the boat. The only thing that we really need to do is get a boat for Jonathan and get him out of that damn albacore.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a sport fishing
yeah.
guy.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said when he came back from albacore fishing and was, you know, down here doing what he does in the off season, helping guys run trips. And I said the same thing, like, man, this is where you're supposed to be. Man. We need you here.
Absolutely. Yeah. Where he was.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up today. We have Frank Lopresti talking all about good stuff, Kathy Rounds hanging out with us, and what a great giveaway, too.
Yeah, today's just going to be a very fun day, and we're very much looking forward to sharing stories and talking about this great fishing, talking about all the great stuff going on at Fisherman's Landing. Man, we would love to have you join us this morning. If you want to be a part of the show, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. Not only are you going to be talking with Frank and Kathy, talking all kinds of great fishing and tackle and trips, it's going to be a great time. We are also giving away a killer prize today. One lucky caller is going to win a full day trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. It's going to be a great opportunity to get to go fishing on some great times, whether you're going later this year, whether you're going to go next spring, whatever you want. You got a full day trip coming on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. Again, if you want to get your chance at winning that great trip, or better yet, your chance to talk to Kathy and Frank, 213-432-1090. And don't forget, we also have our text to the show option. Been super popular. In fact, we've already got a couple texts rolling through. That's only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app. So just download our app. It's a free download, and you can choose to text your questions to the show, and we'll be reading them on the air. Make sure you let
super
us know
popular.
Yeah, where you're texting from, and we'll read some of our favorite ones on the air. It's going to be a great show. So when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnac River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon. King, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alagnac and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is a pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fit. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. and RancholandAero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, having a great time this morning. Phones are already packing up. Again, if you want to get through, 213-432-1090. And regarding the text, Pete, I would say you could say the pot has very much been sweetened.
Are you kidding me? During that, the break, dude. Frank really sweetened the pot. Tell him about it.
Well,
right?
I mean, this is almost feeling like we're on the Christmas show today, you know. So how about this? So this is for all of the texters. And again, the text the show option has been so much fun for the show. It's been very unique. Lots of great points from a lot of people. And, you know, it's not easy to get through on the phone sometimes, but the text can come through. So a very special prize for our texters today to Let's Talk Hookup. And it is going to be a $200 gift certificate. And this is the cool part. You're going to make your choice whether you want to apply that $200 towards the Royal Polaris, towards the Shogun, or towards the Polaris Supreme.
Wow.
How about
any
that,
of the
dude?
Three top-of-the-line And don't forget to put your phone number
right.
in your text.
Good call, yeah.
We can't get a hold of you unless you put your phone number
yeah,
in
Yeah, make sure you include your contact info. And
So we'll
be reading the text throughout the show today, as we always do. But make sure, you include your contact info. And one lucky texter is going to win a $200 gift certificate to the RP, the Shogun, or the Polaris Supreme.
So the callers get one caller gets a trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing, and the texters get a $200 gift certificate on the RP Shogun or the Polaris Supreme.
Sweet
to
me, dude.
What a great deal. Well, let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
Well, the phones are already packed, so we're going to start it this morning with Sean. He's calling us from Lomita this morning. Good morning, Sean. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. First, Pete, how are you doing with your hips?
Doing okay. I'm walking now, which is good, and I still walking a little bit with a cane assist, but mostly not with a cane assist. But thanks for asking. The pain's starting to dissipate. I'm in week four on Monday, so it's all uphill from here. But thanks for asking.
Yeah, when I had mine replaced, I used my elliptical machine. That helped a bit.
Oh, so, that's a good idea.
Anyway, Frank. Yeah, that works pretty good. It's low impact, also. Hey, Frank, over the years of your long history of fishing, what have you seen at Alejos Rocks? We used to go there for yellowfin. Now they're gone. Do you think they're coming back?
Do I think they're coming back? I think someday they're going to come back. it's kind of strange that there's small yellowfin there, but none of the 40, 50, 80, 100-pounders, we don't see them at all. I shouldn't say at all, because now and then we catch a 40-pounder. But do I think it'll come back? Yeah, I do. It's just too pristine an area, that and the banks outside. You know, there were years on those banks outside where we had 250, 275 pounders.
Wow.
So when will it happen?
Do you think they traded off?
I'm sorry?
Do you think they traded off and decided to go to Guadalupe instead? I mean, because they're all at Guadalupe now. Do you think it was just a big shift like that?
Not really, because we had fish at Alejos and Guadalupe at the same time, but not for the last 5 years or 7 years, I would say now.
How far is it from Guadalupe to Alejos?
God, I can't remember right now. I've made it several times. It is, let me think. It's, I would say, right at 300 miles.
Quite a bit, and almost due south.
No, not exactly due south at all.
But quite a bit south.
Yeah. It's south for
different,
sure.
Different water for sure. Warmer water.
Warmer water at Alejos by far.
Yeah, by far.
Yeah.
And that's why you see the Wahoo.
Yeah. You know, it's always been a strange phenomenon why the bluefin disappeared out of Guadalupe.
Right.
Yeah. So, it's one of the mysteries we don't know about and can't answer, but I think it's probably a good thing that we don't know everything that goes on.
Yeah. It's a good thing that we're still catching fish.
That's such a unique place, though. Like you say, it was the home of those big giant bluefins, and then great yellowfin, and then that, has ebb and flow, and the white shark population that's there now, that wasn't a thing years ago, right?
Never used to see a white shark.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just so many prolific things that call that place home have come and gone. It's such a cool...
You know, the other amazing thing is that last year and the year before, for a little bit there at Elephant Rock, we could catch, you'd go in there, and Renee is the one that started it more than anybody, and then I got a few, catching some big white sea bass.
Really? I didn't even know that was a thing there.
And this year we haven't caught a one.
No, I'll be darned. And so, now, have you ever caught bluefin as far south as Alejos?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Further south.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Don't you remember when...
Yeah, back in the day.
Randy had some, it was on a long trip, Randy Toussaint, outside of Uncle Sam, and between Uncle Sam and the 23, but outside of the 23, he had some 250-pound bluefin.
Wow.
And we used to see him down there a lot. In fact, back in the Steve Giffen days, that's a long time ago, there used to be some 100 and 150-pound bluefin. I remember once a long time ago, the lady's name was Gladys, and she dropped down to fish a grouper and on 100-pound. With a big sinker, and she got a 140-pound bluefin on the Royal Polaris. And that had to be 30 years ago, at least 30 years ago, if not more.
And I was on a trip once. It was an 18-day trip, and it was at least the third day in, and we stopped, and it was 100-pound bluefin. And that was probably 15 years ago, but it happened.
The ocean is an amazing place.
Pre this big fish bite, that's what I always remember at the tackle store. Is like if you wanted a big bluefin, it was always on the ridge. Like that's when all those big ones always got caught was on the ridge. Like you said, Uncle Sam and.
Now it seems like they don't go that far south.
Yeah, right.
Now. They go down maybe as far as a beam and outside of Cedrus and Benitas and stop there and then by February they start moving up and. They seem to be moving up faster and faster, you know. And every year now for the last 5 years, just because of the timing of when the Royal Polaris is coming back from an 18-day trip, the March trip, which this year is a John Collins trip, we have caught bluefin on the way back, usually around the 29th, 30th of March.
Wow. Now, it's going to be interesting because the Ted Dunn, your former partner, doing the commercial pen operation, he starts his season January 1st. Last year, I think they were done January 20th or something like that.
Yep.
It's going to be interesting to see what that date they're going to be done this year.
It's going to be very interesting.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that because that's right around the corner
from now. Yeah, it's December.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so that's always a good telltale, right?
It's going to be interesting. I know today Aliar is looking down outside Colonnette because, as you know, out here, out Cortez and Tannery,
right.
It's 25 to 40-pound bluefin, or 25 to 35s, with occasional 60, 70, 80s. No 100, 150s.
Right.
So that fish is somewhere. And Aliar is going to be looking in that area where we caught fish last year during the Christmas trip.
Okay.
If you remember last year on the Christmas trip, everybody caught beautiful bluefin.
Yeah. So, a lot of fish to be caught out there right now.
It's
a good thing.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for getting us started, Sean. Appreciate the call this morning.
Well, hey, let's roll over to the text side of things. We had a great text come through. This one is from Stacy Stevens. It says, I rode the Shogun when it was first put in the water in the late 80s in San Pedro. What are the differences between the boat then and now, besides the crew, obviously? Again, that's from Stacy.
What are the differences in the boat? Wow, that's a good question. You know, the boat's in tip-top shape. I don't know that there. Oh, the bridge has been completely rebuilt.
Beautiful.
Beautiful bridge.
Yeah.
The inside has been remodeled since then several times. You know, other than excellent maintenance, I'd say that's about it. It's got the same fish holds. It's got different power now. So that's about it.
Electronics, towers, different.
Yeah, all of those things have changed, yes. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of differences, but structurally, no.
I was so, blown away isn't the right word, because that's what you expect on an operation of that highest caliber like Shogun is, but the boat was so comfortable when we did our Guadalupe trip, our Let's Talk Hookup trip there this year, and the rooms were very big and comfortable. the aft shower. I was blown away. It's bigger than the shower at my house. You know, I mean, it was big, and there was a bench inside, and you know, I mean, it was just. I was so impressed. The boat is just so comfortable, and the guys do such a good job with it. It's really, really nice. I really had a good time on our trip.
Well, you know, the biggest difference between of all the 90-footers, the Angler and the Royal Star, and the Shogun, is that the Shogun's 5 feet wider. So that makes
That's huge.
Big difference.
Yeah,
it's huge.
And it's steel, solid.
Yeah,
great
well,
ride.
You know, I'm not even counting that, but you know, it's. It definitely makes a huge difference for comfort of angling on the stern. And not only that, but more than anything, as far as sitting in crappy weather.
Yeah, yes. No doubt.
For sure. And you had a little bit of that this year.
Our trip in particular, we had a little bit of breeze.
Yeah, just a little bit.
But you
know
what, though? It worked out. I was the biggest wuss in the world the week leading up.
I don't blame you looking at the forecast.
I was on windy the whole time. Mm. I would have been...
He was talking to me about canceling the trip.
I said,
are you out of your head?
He was. And,
hey, it was like the perfect storm, Frank.
But let me tell you know what the trip was? It was exactly what Frank said it was.
Yeah.
It was. I mean, we were completely fine. Renee, for the sake of saying the story again, Renee went 5 hours the wrong direction so that we could have the most comfortable ride possible getting to the Isles. So when we left Ensenada, we went north. Instead of going south, you know, like northwest, so we could catch the right direction going down before the real weather caught us. It was very comfortable the whole way going down. He positioned the boat so that we were never affected by that
weather.
He only
did that for Rick, because Rick
was man, you wouldn't believe
that. I don't blame Rick at all.
I was blubbering before that trip, and it was perfect. And I was really happy we were on that
Well,
let me tell you.
That's a solid platform, for sure. Hey, Gary White, the Iron Man, has a question, and it's regarding Captain Morales' Kids at Sea. And he says... for Captain, this year is different for Captain Rawls Kids at Sea. What events and opportunities to buy raffle tickets? So that actually gives us an opportunity to talk about tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, because Mike Lum will be here in the world headquarters and will be kicking off the annual raffle, which is huge this year, right, Frank?
That's right, and he is he is really the voice. You know, Harold would like to be the voice.
Yeah.
And maybe Harold is the
Harold's
voice.
Somewhat of the
Harold's
voice.
The voice.
Harold's the talker.
But Mike's the brains.
Yes. Yeah, we know that for sure. And don't forget Tim Baker.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Tim Baker for sure.
Oh, my
but yeah,
goodness.
So Gary, for more information on Captain Rawls, good to see. Tune in tomorrow because we're gonna
put it off because what I have to say is not gonna measure up to what Mike has to say.
Because you're gonna have a chance to win Rawls Reel.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So that's going to be cool. And a lot of other special surprises tomorrow. We have a special guest in the studio tomorrow. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but it's a really super special guest along with Mike. But you're just going to have to tune in tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m. on the Mightier 1090 and the app to find out. And it's going to be very rewarding for those that buy tickets, too.
And another thing I want to mention is for those that happen to come by our office, just day before yesterday, we got our shipment of some new Royal Polaris wear.
Oh, cool.
Beautiful quarter zip. We have some beautiful pullovers, just some beautiful stuff. I mean, it's so nice that some of you might not want to wear it on the boat.
Might not be boat gear.
But some of it is.
Scales.
Some of it
Why
is.
Not?
And what is really nice is we've got a beautiful jacket. I mean, Monica and... Jen are both wearing them. They're white. They're gorgeous.
I saw those. Those are really nice.
They're really nice.
Very suitable for ladies, right?
Big supply of those.
Very, very suitable.
Yeah.
AFCO makes a great product.
Oh, AFCO stuff.
Now when the guys want, they can buy their lady a nice jacket.
Just in time for a little holiday shopping, too.
Yeah. All right. And that's available at the Royal Polaris office.
Yes, it is.
All right. Right next to Fisherman's Land.
Correct.
All right. Well, let's go out and find out what's going on down in the Baja, Ricky.
You got it, buddy. It's time for our Cast Tours Report with the Cast Man, sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay. They're your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing, a complete saltwater tackle shop, a full deli. They have snacks, beverages, ice, and boating supplies. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle and the brand. brand new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day on the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Long Tramp in Mission Bay, and East County Bait and Tackle. They're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside, and the new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle on Broadway and Lemon Grove. Check danalanding.com for more info. Let's find out what's going on. We got Cassman standing by. Buenos dias, Cass.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky, Pedro, and Frank. You guys got a good show
going
today.
Buenos dias, ¿cómo está?
Hey, muy bueno, mi paisano. I was going to throw that que se dice.
Que se dice. Tutto cosa sono bueno.
Hey, anyway, between our Spanish and our Italian, we'll get this show done. Hey, got a fresh report in from Ixtapas de Huantenejo. You know, that's our great winter destination. And, of course, the sailfish are in there running about 5, 6, 7 miles off the beach. So the super pongas are getting into them. Not quite a one per boat average on that, but some pretty good sailfish action going on. A few blue marlin mixed in with them. And, of course, plenty of Dorado right now. You know, with all the rain they've had down there, there's a lot of flotsam out there. So they're getting a pretty good bite of Dorado. Some bulls up to 30, 35 pounds, but most of them are running between that, you know, 5 to 10-pound size fish. And then, of course, along the beaches there, really good rooster fish right now and the big Jack Crevel. So some good fishing going on in Ixtapas de Huantenejo. Moving up to San Jose del Cabo and Cabo San Lucas, there's still no signs of tuna. I don't know what the heck's going on, guys. It's just unusual for not to have any tuna there at this time of year because usually, like you say, those banks up inside the Sea of Cortez, the Ayman, San Luis, and Vinarama, always holding tuna. But still plenty of Dorado around. Those same kind of fish we experienced here about 2-3 weeks ago, 5 to 15 pound fish, occasional, you know, 20 pounder, but most of them are 5 to 15 pounds. Also lots of Sierra right now in the mix. And then of course, striped marlin are starting to come into the area in pretty good numbers and getting them a little bit further outside. If the guys want to, you know, get some striped marlin. Anyway, that's the report for this week. You guys talking about El Salto, Pete. We got our Let's Talk Hookup trip all filled up, ready to go, January 26th to 30th. And looking forward to that trip. And Corey's going to be on there, and hopefully I'll get some more bass lessons from him. I'm also leaving for Fort Lauderdale, Florida on Monday. Going down with the Harry Guaco, the Italian Stallion. We're going to be fishing largemouth bass and in the Everglades and some other lakes there. Plus, we're also going to fish the canal for the peacock bass. So it should be a great trip, 4 days of fishing. Be back next Saturday. Not sure what time my flight leaves Fort Lauderdale, so I may not be able to call in Saturday morning. So maybe I'll give you a little holler on Sunday and let you know how that trip went. But that's the report for this week.
Sounds great, Cass, man. Have fun on your trip. It's great that you're keeping on rolling, and we'll talk to you maybe next Saturday, and if not, you can give us the report later on. Appreciate the call this morning.
Thanks, Cass.
All right. Hey, phones are packed up. Let's jump into it.
You got it, buddy. Mitch from Santee is up next here on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Mitch. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Thanks for taking my call, and you guys are going to need a three-hour show. I got two questions from Frank. And then I'll just hang up and listen to it on the radio. Sounds like they're doing pretty good down south. So what are the daily bag limits for the long range? And I used to fish the Shogun years ago when Norm Kagawa was the skipper. Where is he now? And I'll hang up and listen to it on the radio. Thanks.
Thanks, Mitch.
All right. As far as Norm goes, you know, I don't hear from Norm at all. I hear from other people about where Norm's at. And I know he's in Oregon somewhere. And the last I heard is he was doing some carpenter work, and that's all I can tell you about Norm. And what was the other question?
Bag limits on a long range trip.
30 fish. 30 fish, no more than 15 of one kind. And there's an exception on the Dorado. So if you catch 15 wahoo, then you can only have 15 other fish. And mixed, or if you take 15 yellowfin, which is quite often the case these days, people get 15 yellowfin, and then they mix the other 15 fish between wahoo and pargo and yellowtail.
Okay.
Okay.
Tuna and such like that. So total of 30 fish.
That's it.
Total.
No more than 30.
But that's a lot of fish.
That's a lot of
fish. You don't need any more fish.
And in fact, you know, really a lot of people now are and it's nice to see. You know, they're releasing a lot of them, and they realize that there's a couple things they don't like, that big processing bill.
Sure.
And they can only use so much. And, yeah, you give away fish, but a lot of times people don't really appreciate it. But, you know, some people do take the 30 fish because they do give a lot away, you know.
But the quality of the fish that comes out now, you don't,
you don't need
that much.
No,
it's
you
just
don't.
So good.
If you go twice a year, for sure you don't need 30 fish. Okay?
Yeah.
And also that two Dorado count as five fish.
It's
so that 30 fish. Isn't really 30 if you have
if
two
you
Dorado.
Have Dorado.
Yeah.
Same with bluefin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same
bluefin
with bluefin.
Also, yeah.
So, and that's why a lot of people don't take Dorado now.
Yeah.
So, you know. But those that love Dorado, you know, they still do.
Hey,
All good.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming away. We're going to check in with Catch Reports. We're going to have your phone calls. We got so much more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky and Eddie have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman for Snap Insurance. I'm back from City Hall and ready to help you with all your insurance needs. I can provide you with the best in boat insurance at the lowest rates. But there's more to a policy than just a low rate. I know the coverage you need and will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Work with us to wrap your home, auto, and boat policy to save even more money. We can also help you with your commercial or business insurance. Call me, Scott Sherman, at Snap Insurance, 619-908-3100 or snapins.com.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking fishing with Frank and Kathy. So much cool info going your way. Well, if you want to join us, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090 or shoot us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, if you call, one lucky caller is going to win a trip on the Liberty. out of Fisherman's Landing, and then the text the show, one lucky texter, if that includes their phone number, is going to win a $200 gift certificate to use on the Royal Polaris, the Shogun, or the Polaris Supreme.
How cool is that?
Pretty awesome. That's kind awesome. Of a Christmas gift from Frank and Kathy. Very nice. Both of those. So we appreciate that. Nice text from Doug in Claremont. Says, good morning, everyone. Frank, what's the most remembered trip in your years of running the boat? Oh, that's a tough one. And that's why I want to pull that one up. That's going to really test some serious mind memories there.
Well, There's such a bunch of them, but some of the Clipperton trips stand out. But I would say probably, and Kathy was on that trip, and her sister was too, when we had, I think it was 68 over 200 on a 10-day trip.
Oh, my. 10-day.
And we only fished 4 days.
4 days.
4 days of fishing.
Wow.
There was one time that we had every single person on the boat on a 200-pounder.
On a 200-pounder.
Yeah.
It was
some of the most, you remember that when it was down on the Lusitania, and the fish were on the black porpoise.
Yeah. And we were just getting ready to leave on our last bite, and it was time to go, and we saw these porpoise, this huge pot of porpoise swimming at us, and they got closer and closer. We realized they're 200-pound fish jumping out of
the
water.
It
was not porpoise. It was fish, 200-pound fish jumping out of the water coming right at us.
And they were hungry.
And they were
They
were just amazing, you know. And Kathy had one that I told her, don't even worry, you got your 300-pounder, it's over with, forget it, you know, quit whining about it. And I turned up being a schmuck because it weighed 297 at the dock.
That's back when we were only weighing them at the dock. And
right.
The
well, boat. It weighed 300 when it was on the boat.
Yeah, well, yeah. It doesn't count.
As far as I'm concerned, 297, if you're going to cry about a 297.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah,
I'm not crying.
That's a big
one. Yeah, right.
That's a big one.
And I got a 292 on the same trip.
Wow.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's a memorable trip.
I got three fish on that trip, 297, 292, and 260.
Woo!
And that was such clean fishing, too. No sharks, no reef, no nothing. You hooked a big one with heavy line and a big old hook. He was probably coming on board.
Except that last night when we had 32 people on.
Well, I guess, I guess you throw 30 other fish at the same time. I guess there is one obstacle to deal with.
What was that like?
We had some amazing tangles.
Oh, I can't imagine.
I remember we had one fish back in the corner. You know, a lot of the lines were pretty close, and one big yellowfin ended up wrapping two other lines with fish on them on its tail.
Oh,
and that was a nightmare to deal with. And we lost so few fish. It was amazing.
That is
the crew
amazing.
Was phenomenal.
Wow.
At one point, we had 8 people on the stern, all on 200-pounders, and fish were just going back and forth. And we could never bend our rods to fight the fish, or we cut everybody off. And we just went back and forth across the stern, going over, under, and backing up and walking to the rail and winding. And that was when I got a 260. I mean, these fish were big, and we couldn't fight them traditionally because there were so many fish going.
That's when you just marvel at seeing a well-oiled machine crew like the Royal Polaris doing work. Like, that, to me, is that's some of my favorite parts about doing those trips is, like, you want to talk about people that are professionals at their game. Like, you watch a bunch of big ones, and those guys, when they're really in the zone, like, you – if it were guys like us, none of it would happen. We would all be tangled. They would go away. And those guys just get in there and work their magic. And whether it's helping somebody pull on a fish or moving under or over, they're just it's a sight to see.
Yeah.
So did that school stick with you?
Hours.
Oh, no, it was more than one school. We were on them for several days.
Oh, my.
But that night bite, we were very late leaving.
Yeah.
They just stuck around. Finally, Frank just said, out of the water, we got to go.
We got to go home.
That's so cool.
That's a memorable trip. And that was 2005.
Yeah, I believe so. There's somebody did a
like
wine
that.
Bottle that shows that. It's an engraved bottle that's on my desk. So next time you're in, it'll
right.
say the
we'll
year.
Take
on
a look.
That one cool. bite had 23 over 2.
That one stop.
That one stop.
Unbelievable.
That's a good day.
That's so cool. Well, hey, let's jump back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Harry. He's calling us from Chula Vista this morning. Good morning, Harry. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Always good to hear you're getting around. Wishing you the best. Frank, you've hired and promoted a lot of people around you. What are the attributes you look for in the people around you?
I would say, number one, a love of sport fishing. Not just a love of fishing, but a love of sport fishing. So that's the number one thing. You got to love it. you know, dedicated to it. A perfect example that I can see right now is a young man on the Royal Polaris named Trevin. I mean, that guy is going to own his own boat. I absolutely guarantee it. And he is just an amazing guy. He's got a great personality with the people. He's everywhere at one time.
That's cool.
And he's always smiling. Of course, being around Roy Rose, that helps. And then he, you know, it's when he's off the boat, he does nothing but go fishing. It's, you know, just amazing.
How does a Trevin get to the Royal Polaris? You know, I mean, are you always out and talking to the, like, a farm system? Are you talking to the taros and the boogers and that kind of stuff? I mean, do they come to you? Do you go to them? Like, how does a guy with his skill set end up on the Royal Polaris?
Well, I would say booger is the greatest resource. Okay, but in this case, this young man came to Roy at the Long Beach show.
Really?
And then he came to me, and Roy was impressed by him, and I was super impressed by him. He couldn't, you know, you could just read it. And when I told him he had a job, he just about peed in his pants.
Yeah, that's a really cool story.
Pretty good job.
Yeah, I like that.
So he was really excited. So that's the number one thing. And then you look for leadership qualities, and that, you know, even the leadership qualities, that has to be learned. You know, one of the biggest problems with young skippers is that they want to be friends with every crew member. And it's all right to be friends. That's great. But you still got to be the leader.
Yeah.
You still got to be the boss.
Yeah.
And that's...
And how does one... I mean, that's the amazing thing about Roy Rose. Here's a guy that has fun with everybody, but he can still be the boss, right?
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
Big time. He can definitely
He's got
that.
A rare quality.
And Roy, you know, many years ago, and some of it he had to learn. You know, I've always told him, before you leave the boat, you got to go through every stateroom, check it, make sure it's right. You can't just count on the gals doing everything perfect. And you got to check the galley. And Roy's great about checking the galley, you know, and seeing what people are serving. So,
you're the captain. You got to make sure. That's your boat. You got
to
make sure.
There's just so much to it. And then Roy is really lucky because he has, you know, more than one good deck boss. When I say more than one guy that's watching out for things.
Right. Yeah.
You know, we have guys like Chris Garcia, who's just amazing on deck. You know, he's always watching out for that boat and trying to fix all the little things that we constantly don't see, you know, like a speaker in a room or a light not working properly or whatever. And so we're lucky. We have some great people.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up a toll-free or a line there, 213-432-1090, 213-432-1090. Have a chance to win a trip on the Liberty. And this guy has a chance to win a $200 gift certificate either on the Royal Polaris Shogun or Polaris Supreme because he sent us a text, and that's Gil from Menifee. And he wants to know, Frank, now that Polaris Supreme is successfully running out of Seaforth Landing, do you see more long-range boats and to follow, and do you see any future upgrades at Fisherman's Landing?
Do I see future upgrades at Fisherman's Landing? I'm thinking he means boats. As far as docks go, we're still in planning stages to try and do all new docks for all three landings.
Oh, wow.
That's a joint thing.
Yeah.
And then as far as boats, I don't see it right now, but it's got to come pretty soon. And, you know, a lot of it's going to depend on how the CARB issue turns out.
Sure, sure.
Because right now everything to me is kind of on hold.
Right.
We got to wait and see how all of that turns out. You know, if they try to wipe out the fleet all at one time, that's going to be a disaster.
Yeah,
and if they give us years to, you know, 10 to 20 years to get things going to where we can build new boats in a reasonable manner, you know.
Right.
In the long run, it's probably 30 or 40 years away, but I think we're all going to be under electric power someday.
Yeah.
So
yeah. When the technology is available.
When the technology
right
is
now,
available.
There's no technology available of what they do, so no, they can't do that.
Well, even, you know. They want us to have Tier 4 engines that don't even exist.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. So,
yeah. And what about Seaforth? Do you see more long-range vessels going on there? They don't have any more room.
You know, no, they do have room.
Oh, they do?
They do have room for another long-range vessel, depending how big it is. But do I see it happening? I kind of doubt it.
Uh-huh.
I kind of doubt it because they all like – I don't see anybody that's unhappy over here. I don't see it happening. You know, I can see where a charter boat might want to go over there or something like that because, you know, there's a multitude
of different reasons. They do such a great job.
They do a great job, yeah. And not only do they do a great job, it's got the free parking and plenty of it. So that's part of it. But I think most of the boats that are operating out of San Diego are happy here in San Diego, and I know I am.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm not moving the Royal Polaris over to see.
No. That, yeah. Or the Shogun.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't think so. But you did an amazing, bold move, and it turned out to be amazing. Good to move the Polaris over there.
I think most of our people are very, very happy. You know, when you get a new operator, and my hat's off to Tommy and really, I'm sure everybody knows about Susan. But when you switch to a guy like Aliar, it's a different operation. And for some people, it's not the same. Well, it's not going to be the same. Yeah. Anytime you change owners, there's no way it's going to be the same. And there's going to be some things that people like and some things that people don't like. So, you know, there's a growing process there for the passengers to get used to. And right now, so far, I'd say we're about 90% successful.
Okay. But great.
And yeah, we got another 9% to go.
Okay.
You can't do 100. I don't care how hard you do.
Well, this was a fun text. This one was good morning, Frank and Kathy. Frank, where's the best grouper fishing that you've experienced up and down the coast? And can you tell us the best technique for catching these buggers? That's from Rich in Long Beach.
Well, there's two different kind of grouper, the deep water grouper, the big brown ones, and probably the best fishing I've ever seen or heard of on that was actually on the Hippolito 31. And why it happened then, you know, that's another mystery. Those fish had to just move in there and out of the deep water because we very rarely catch one there. Other than that, my God, the best grouper fishing I ever saw was on our trip to Cocos Island.
Oh, really? Okay.
And it wasn't.
When was that?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I don't remember. Pete, don't ask me those questions. Come on. Terrible to remember.
30 years ago?
I was going to say, Frank could tell you where he anchored the boat and probably what direction the current was going, but the date that it was, like, come on, what are you talking about?
I've been on the boat for 25 years, and you went before that. So.
Okay, thank you.
So I was going to say, it has to be before my time, which is 30 years. Yeah.
There's a beautiful picture in the office of with Cocos in the background.
That's so cool.
That must have been
amazing. A waterfall.
Wow.
And but it was at Isla del Caño, which was
that. You can remember that.
Which was at that island where Rollo and I both went to swim in the pond. And there's only one park ranger, and he came along and he said, you know, there are alligators in here. We quickly got out of the water. And it happens to be the island with the most venomous snakes. I'm going to say, I hate to say in the world, but
if it's not there, it's on the list.
Yeah, it's on the list. So, but the grouper fishing and the dogtooth snapper.
Oh, how cool.
Big dogtooth, you know, 35, 40 pounders.
Can't even imagine.
Always. Rollo was so frustrated. Everybody was getting one, and for some reason, Rollo kept hanging bigger ones, and they kept biting his wire leaders in two.
No way. Oh, yeah. Was there tuna fishing to be had down there?
No tuna.
Okay.
No tuna at all. No.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
A lot of cool destinations.
Yeah, that's off of Costa Rica.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's
way off of Costa Rica.
Yes. There was a photo. I mean, this is
it's all protected now, though.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, I don't think you can go there. Yeah.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah.
There's a photo, not that one, which I know, but that reminds me the same of the Royal Polaris anchored at Clipperton that, like, I remember, I mean, as a little kid, Dad and I always did a trip on the Royal Polaris every year, and, like, I still want, I mean, that, like, just the photo of that boat anchored at that place, like, still, that's on my bucket list of things to, you know, I mean, still, to this day, you know, it's 20 years past of just seeing that boat anchored at an island like that. Like, it's just, you know, you can close your eyes and picture it, you know.
It was amazing. Is one time I got to get on the island, and I thought I was all, you know, protected and everything because I feel really safe on that boat. But I looked back at the boat, and it was like a quarter of an inch big. And I went, I came all this way on that?
Yeah.
It really changes your perspective about where you are
sure.
On the whole planet.
Oh, yeah, for sure. By the way, Frank, those were probably not alligators. They're probably saltwater crocodiles.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. A little more. That's like saying a blue shark compared to a white shark.
Yeah, okay.
if it's got teeth big enough to grab a hold of me and roll me around, that's plenty for me.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a bunch of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup with Frank and Kathy on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat. Now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper-equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test drive. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take-a-ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
The best summer plan start at Toyota's We Make It Easy sales event, where right now you can get great savings on some of our most popular models, like $1,000 factory cash back on a stylish and reliable Corolla. Plus, there are new Toyotas arriving daily, from fuel-efficient hybrids and versatile SUVs to our legendary trucks. So see your Toyota dealer today. Must take delivery from model year 2021 new car dealer stock by midnight July 6th.
Hi, you must be Tina.
Yeah, that's me.
I recognized you right away. Wow, you look just like your picture.
And you are?
I'm Carlos. You didn't recognize me?
Kinda.
Kinda doesn't cut it. That's why Toyota certified technicians only use genuine Toyota parts, so they fit your Toyota perfectly. Toyota Service Centers. Keep your Toyota a Toyota. We make it easy. Toyota. Let's go places.
San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lane and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independent,
Confidence delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran Captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.